Hello, welcome. We're going to discuss human resources management. What is human resource management? Capital, cash, valuables, or goods used to generate income. People are one of the most important types of capital in business, right? So we need to understand that the human resource management process is the process of employing people, training them, compensating, developing policies, relating to people, and developing strategies to retain employees. So our employees are our greatest asset, right? We need to make sure that we are investing into them, developing strategies to retain high-quality talent so that we can continue to push forward and grow as an organization with good people. The role of human resources. Human resources focuses on internal factors including staffing, development of workplace policies, compensation and benefits management, retention, training and development, laws affecting employment, and worker protection. So we need to make sure that we are really paying particular attention to our employees, developing them, cultivating them in our culture, and retaining them, and training and developing them to continue to help them grow and a positive trajectory inside of our organization. So let's take a look at the graph. So this comprises of human resources management, kind of the overall scope. So social, legal, economic, and technological. Let's start with social. So it's the attitudes or beliefs about what is acceptable or what is right. For example, the trend toward work-life balance. Right, that's big for retaining top quality employees, right? We need top talent. They want a balance between their work life and their home life, right? They need some social interaction. Legal. How the legal aspects of business affect human resource management, such as discrimination laws or requirements for healthcare or employer paid taxes, right? We need to understand the legal obligations and implications of human resources management, the economic factor in HRM. The economic environment affects all parts of business and affects HRM in terms of how many employees might be needed. So whether we're going through a boom cycle or a bust cycle, an expansion phase or a recession in the economy, we need to be able to staff accordingly based on the economic needs. Technological. The technological environment impacts how people communicate, which affects human resources. Due to technology, there are ways to track employee performance, compensation, and even the hiring process. So we need to utilize technology to help us manage our resources, our human resources, better, effectively, efficiently, rewarding those that deserve the rewards. The role of human resources. External factors. Globalization, it's a constant changing marketplace as globalization is implemented everywhere. Offshoring, taking our company offshore, putting it in a multinational market. How does that affect us? Are we going to have to lay employees off because now we're investing offshore? Changes to employment law. Things change all the time. Workers' compensation laws change. Healthcare laws change. Healthcare costs, they change. They go up and down. Insurance premiums change. Diversity in our workforce. Learning how to embrace diversity, encourage diversity. Encourage diversity in ideas and thoughts. Technology. Embracing technology. And how does that impact our human resources as technology advances? Are we going to lay off more of our employees because now artificial intelligence and robotics are taking their jobs? Increase of social networking, right? People need social interaction, especially in today's age. People want to feel socially connected, not isolated from their peers in the workplace. How does that affect our employees? How does that affect our productivity as an organization? Changing demographics. Things are changing all the time. So we need to know what demographics are being actually the most dramatically changed in the environment And we need to be able to adapt our human resources culture around that. A highly educated workforce. Highly educated employees, they're going to have more opportunities. They can leave and go get a better job or a more lucrative job if they choose to. So that's why it's important to retain that talent and pay them competitive in the market. Layoffs, downsizing. It happens. We have to, at times, as managers in HR, lay off or downsize the size of our labor force.